Questions 23 through 28. Biology. Animal experiments. Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class. Questions 23 through 28.
Today, I want to discuss a sensitive issue about using animals for scientific research. I'm sure some of you feel it's cruel to use animals for experimental purposes, and I'm also certain that some of you think it's necessary because the results benefit humankind. Well, in my opinion, both sides are correct, but it's hard to sit on the fence with an issue like this.
Sir, I read an article that stated that around 2.6 million animals are used for experimental purposes in Britain each year, and that about 1.6 million are mice and 500,000 are rats. I find these numbers shockingly high.
Yeah, the numbers are high, but think of all the human lives that some of these experiments have saved.
You see, class, this is not a cut-and-dried issue. Let's take our time and take a look at what some of the experts say. Some zoologists and microbiologists have put forth a 3R solution to this debate: replacement, reduction, and refinement.
I'm sorry, I'm not following you.
Let me explain further. They suggest that we use alternative methods to experiment on animals, such as in vitro or experimenting using cells instead of animals. This is our first R, replacement. The second R is reduction, and they propose that statistics are used in order to reduce the amount of animals used in research. The final R is refinement, and that, in a nutshell, means improving the experiments so we can reduce the suffering the animals go through. These alternative methods come with a price, as they are not cheap. Governments of different countries need to spend a lot of money on research facilities in order to use these alternative methods of research.
I know it must cost the government a lot of money to fund these alternative methods, but I still don't understand how these alternative methods can save animals from being used or tortured during an experiment.
Let's walk through some examples of alternative methods together. First, in order to reduce animal deaths, poison testing, which was done on as many as 200 animals, such as rats and dogs at a time, has been banned. Moreover, if an experiment causes the deaths of 3 animals, the experiment must be stopped. We can reduce the number of animals exposed to torture by using statistical techniques, using patient data to understand how a disease spreads rather than using animals.
So does that mean they don't use any animals during the testing period nowadays?
No, that's not what I mean. Bear in mind that I said reduce, not completely do away with animal testing. While we're talking about reducing the amount of animals being tested on and tortured, did you know that in Canada, many tests are being done on fish? Can anyone tell me why?
Because Canada has a lot of fish?
No, but that's a funny guess. Let's take pain into account. Since we want to reduce the amount of pain, researchers in Canada are using fish because they are less likely to suffer the sensations of pain. At the same time, they are trying to use bacteria for tests rather than rats. In Germany, researchers found that if rats and mice respond negatively to an experiment, further experiments would not be conducted on dogs, thereby reducing the number of dogs being tested on by 70%. Another method used to reduce the need for animal tests while still checking a vaccine before it is used on humans is to test the vaccine on cells rather than on animals. In the past, thousands of monkeys would be used to test a vaccine, and now they only need a handful because researchers use kidney cells from the monkeys. Keep in mind that cells can now be artificially manufactured and used in tests, so some experiments that used to use rabbits to test new skin products can be eliminated.
What about computers? Can't we use them to help us predict what might happen during an experiment?
Excellent point. You're really keeping up with the latest information. New technologies such as scanners and computer models have been developed to simulate an animal's response, thereby eliminating the need to use animals.
Is it too much to ask for a complete elimination of all animal testing?
Let's keep our fingers crossed that one day we won't need to use animals. Right now, researchers are trying to cut down on their suffering and perhaps one day totally reduce the need to use animals.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 23. What is the main topic of the lecture? Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Sir, I read an article that stated that around 2.6 million animals are used for experimental purposes in Britain each year, and that about 1.6 million are mice and 500,000 are rats. I find these numbers shockingly high.
Yeah, the numbers are high, but think of all the human lives that some of these experiments have saved. Number 24. What can be inferred about the students? Number 25. Which of the following is not included in 3R solution? Number 26. Link a problem with the alternative method to solve the problem by clicking in the box. Number 27. According to the lecture, what can be inferred about rabbits? Number 28. What is the reason for using fish for experiments in Canada?